Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Think about this, you know, and we're going to talk about some amazing things that just breakthrough that just happened, and we're deeply grateful in the glory zone, that seedbed for, I believe, an outpouring. And not just one location. I'm talking about just imagine, you know, the fullness of God and the thickness of his glory and, you know, the heavenly atmosphere just enveloping the Gulf Coast. And no matter where you're going, you're just experiencing God. I mean, even in the grocery stores and all these things. Mm-hmm. And so, but here's God's answer is about to come. I mean, he's about to, his spirit is about to hover over the womb of Mary, and she's going to conceive God, Emmanuel, in the flesh. But all along, you have these, you know, astrologers and magicians. The ones that are, you know, reading the stars, and they're
astronomers,
and the religious folks are trying to bring out their slide rule over scriptures to determine when's this going to happen and when's that going to happen. And people are worried about power. You know, am I going to lose my church? You know, am I going to lose my
ministry?
You know, am I going to lose the kingdom? That's what Herod was saying, right? He was saying, you know, let me know if there's going to be a move of God, because it's going to be a move of God. I just want to go worship there. Right?
Absolutely.
And that wasn't what was in his heart. Well, he was fearful that what he thought he had, which God was allowing him to be a part of what he was doing.
Right.
You know, he was king of God's people. That, so when the Magi come to, you know, with the gold, frankincense, and myrrh, when they're coming to find Jesus, because they're being led by the Lord and by the star to be able to go, you know, see Jesus. And this is the time we're talking about right now, even, you know, around Christmas. You think about what we're talking about. And so here, this beautiful thing is taking place. But the very king they talked to and shared and cast in your pearls before swines can almost cause a lot of death, because this conversation that the Magi had with King Herod cost many, many lives. Many, many lives. Because they knew accurately who to follow and how to get there, how to identify the move of God, the presence of God, the gift of God. And they shared it with somebody who couldn't care less about, you know, even though he was very religious and the temple and all that. I mean, he was more concerned about his power and his influence and all that. Mm-hmm. And that's how you can tell the difference, because it's, you know, you got God's kingdom and you got everything else, you know? And so, and if you're both in God's kingdom, you should celebrate a blessing and what God's doing. Anyway, so here he is. And so they tell King Herod, this is so important, because I want us not to miss, you know, focus just on the evil strategy and realize, but we got to be aware of what's going on, but understand God's about to do something so awesome. I mean, maybe you heard about the glory, maybe sang songs about the glory, but, you know, my experiences with the glory of God, you're built for the glory. Your flesh is not built for the glory, but you're built for the glory of God. I mean, you don't, it's just, stay tuned for more of the glory. Anyway, his presence is our reward. I mean, eternity, people go, you know, what's heaven going to be like? Am I going to have a condo? Am I going to have a mansion? Am I going to have whatever it is? What kind of streets or goals? Like, it's his presence is, you know, Piper, when he writes his book about 90 minutes in heaven, he says he was 90 minutes there. He's back. It's just the sound of heaven is so awesome that it travels through you and brings you such great pleasure. I mean, God loves you. And he wants to spend eternity with you. He saved you. He gave his son to die for you so he could be with you, but you have to make him the Lord of your life. But you have to understand there's another kingdom going on. You know, there's Lucifer's kingdom, and he makes war against the saints. And so if he hears something's about to happen, and he knows that the greatest harvest the earth has ever seen is about to take place, and he knows a glory zone is about to be established in a region that's going to, the nations are going to come, like Isaiah said, to be able to experience the glory of God. I mean, you're going to see things happen. And so, but while this, you know, King Herod was like scheming, I could imagine, I mean, they don't talk about the details in scripture, but I mean, his outcome was he went to begin, since they didn't tell him exactly who it was, and they didn't find it till they showed up that it was Jesus in the manger. I mean, he just went around trying to find everybody in that age range. You know, so did you come to this city during this time frame? I mean, were you born during this time? Did you mention anything about the glory zone? Have you heard anybody talking about this move of God? Did you hear anybody that said that the answer is, did anybody, is there another king around here other than me? I mean, that's what he was saying.
Yeah.
Right? Because understanding how kings, and it's difficult for these generations of America to understand that we broke loose from kings to be up under King Jesus, up under God. You know, all of our rights come from God, as our Constitution says. But if you were a king, you were a king the day you were born, and then they just kind of raised you up. You know, and that's why, you know. Anyway, so the day that Jesus was born, he felt there was competition between him. And so when you start seeing competitiveness, and it's like, well, somebody's, you know, not fighting, not in the kingdom of God. They're actually fighting for their kingdom, their reputation. You know, they want to be the one. They want to see, Herod wanted to see his name up in lights. You know, he wanted to write books and post stuff. Right? I'm just saying, you know, it's like, there's no fear of God. It's just the fear of losing personal influence, I guess, or something, recognition, you know, built out of fear and inadequacies and all that kind of stuff. Anyway, so just like Saul, I mean, Saul was very fearful. But even though here's the Savior of all mankind is born, and within that time frame of a couple of years, evil strategies now from this king, he went around trying to kill everybody, trying to kill the answer. The key to eternal life for man, forgiveness of sins, Jesus, the Son of God. And so a lot of people, I mean, it was horrific and bloody, and there was bloodshed, and it was welling of mothers who lost their child, and it was just, I mean, he was killing everyone that he could that possibly could have been the answer. But God preserved Jesus. He spoke. So you got to be able to be aware of the Herod's evil strategies, who ended up being eaten by worms, and understand, don't miss out, because the blessing of God is here. And focus on the blessing, focus on what God wants to do, and realize if you hear what the Spirit's saying to you, to the churches, abiding with the Lord, go to iabide.org if you haven't got an abiding plan yet. And you'll be like the Magi, because when the Magi were told to come back to Herod, but you know what? They were abiding. You know what the Lord told them, don't go back to Herod. You go back a different direction. And that's what God will do. God will lead you. You want to be led into this blessing. And I'm going to encourage all those in our viewing area and listening area, all over, but also in the glory zone on the Gulf Coast, begin to pray. Say, God, I want to be a part of what you're doing. I want to be a part of what you're doing. It's all about you, Jesus. And just begin to believe him to be able to just rip open the heavens over the Gulf Coast and just begin to pour out an awesome, glory-filled movement of God that shakes the nations. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.